All right, Jim Taylor on WMJ and WMJ.com. We were out at Sherrard High School for a school board meeting on Wednesday night, November the 4th. And Alvin Boucher, I know a lot of times leadership can be tough. And a lot of schools in the area are waiting to see what other schools are going to do in regards to an IHSA basketball season that is set to begin on November the 16th. And that is a tough spot for school board members and administrators to be in. But Sherrard said, we'll take the ball in our court. Can you just talk a little bit about, you know, willing to do something like that? It can't be easy.
Right. Well, the board is committed to keeping in mind the needs of the students. You know, there's a lot of mental health issues that go into being a student. There's a lot of physical fitness. There's issues of competitiveness and having a good school experience. And yet at the same time, they want them to be good citizens and follow the leadership of the state and the government and that sort of thing. And so in this particular instance, these ideas are conflicting with one another. So what do you do? And so the board had a very good, healthy conversation tonight about that, and the vote ended up being 4-3 to go ahead and proceed with a basketball season. But I think even though it was a 4-3 vote, I think basically all of us are on the same page. All of us understand that athletics is a very important part of a child's school experience, and it impacts grades, it impacts graduation rates, it impacts mental health, and yet at the same time, we know that it's not the end-all, be-all. And so what do? Do we go ahead and go against the wishes of the governor and ISBE and the Illinois Department of Public Health, or do we comply? And they went back and forth with that and shared a lot of good ideas, a lot of insightful ideas, and at the end of the day, they decided to go with having a basketball season.
And you make the decision on November the 4th, and my point is a lot of schools are waiting to see what somebody does. So this could be all for naught if everybody says, well, we're not going to have a basketball season. But at least this gives administrators and local school boards the, I guess the idea that a local school is willing to do it. Do you think there can be some other dominoes to fall as a result to say, well, the Sherrard School District, they said they're going to do it, so now here's the first domino to fall?
Yeah, possibly so. I know I talk to a lot of superintendents each day, and I know that they're, you know, this morning I was in a Zoom call with a lot of area superintendents, and one of the ideas that was spoken about was everybody's waiting to see what's going to happen. And so if they see the dominoes are falling and everybody's jumping on board to have a basketball season, then they'll probably do that. And yet I know they have to get it past their boards as well, and I think that they're certainly watching and listening for what we're going to do tonight, and then they'll probably talk to their boards, and they'll consider the same points, and they'll have the exact same conversations, and maybe they'll come up 4-3 for a good basketball season, and maybe they'll go against it. We don't know.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing tonight, when you talk about the discussion, the concern is always what the ramifications are, and the school district attorney understandably wants to err on the side of caution. But then the school board is put in a predicament to say, we want to give kids the opportunity to play, too. That's the tough spot that we're involved in all of this. And I think Mr. Applegate said it best. Kids want to play. Coaches want to coach.
Yes, and we also have to realize that sometimes in life you have to take a risk. You have to stand out in the crowd and maybe do something that maybe is a little fearsome, or maybe something that's a little bold, but at the same time, if you're really wanting to put kids first and you're really wanting to take their needs into consideration, you have to at least give it a good hard look. And our board has done that, and 4-3 decided to move forward.
And again, the seesaw back and forth was the interesting thing to follow last week on what was going to happen. But in the end, the IHSA said, we want to have a season. We're going to leave it up to the school district. So they haven't backed off yet. And they want to have a season. But again, they said it's up to the local schools, and Sherrard made that decision.
Right, and I think the good thing about the IHSA is that they announced that they are for a season. So it's not like they're saying, well, we're going to remain neutral and we'll let the school districts decide. They are for us, and they're for having a season, and they're going to accommodate one. And so hopefully there will be enough schools to approve their program so that we can have a meaningful season, playing a lot of good competition from in the area, and that at the end of the at the end of the season we'll see that there was no harm for the health and that it was a memorable and meaningful experience, and they're glad they did it.
Yeah, and then the other thing, the district, you know, when you talk about the liability issue and the ISBE issue and the concern over what are the ramifications, well, I know the district looked at, you know, potential waiver, what that means, who knows, but it is something. And then the other issue with ISBE, I guess, if more schools decide to play, what can they that they really do? But, I mean, that's the conversation that has to be had among all the local schools, I guess.
Yes, and there will be a lot of conversation among the athletic directors, among the principals and the superintendents. You know, there are like three different conversations going at all times, and we're all considering what other states are doing, what other conferences are doing, and so I'll be very curious to see how this all plays out in the next week or two.
All right. One other thing. So we talked about basketball today, but I always like to hear about other activities that kids can get involved with. I know basketball is a sport that gets a lot of attention. All right, so you're is it trap shooting? Talk a little bit about that discussion.
Yes, well, you know, a lot of people in America enjoy shooting clay pigeons. You know, they usually use a shotgun usually, and then they'll shoot at these clay discs that are thrown into the air, and then they have scoring systems and different ways of handling it. And a lot of people enjoy that sport, and we noticed that a number of districts around the area have been enjoying that, and so our kids have shown some interest, and so we explored it and just asked the board, hey, is it all right for us to develop a plan to come up with a way of maybe doing this and having a trap shooting team here in the school? And so the board voted yes, and so now the planners will get together and come up with a way they want to handle it and then present it to the board for final approval before they can get started.
And I guess finally that dovetails nicely with a sport like bass fishing, which Gerard has also picked up.
Right, and we already have a bass fishing team. We already have an archery team, so a lot of the kids will probably be on the trap shooting team as well. And, you know, we want to make sure we have a program for every kid, whether it's in the music program, the performing arts, with a theater, with the sports, and that would include things like bass fishing and trap shooting. And so we're happy to have that, and we're looking forward to hearing the plan from the organizers and see how that works out.
So two weekends in a row we've had Alan Boucher on the WRMJ Sports Line. He's going to have to coach maybe down the road. Appreciate the input tonight. Thank you.
Okay, well, it's good to talk to you.
All right, Alan Boucher with us on WRMJ.